UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Just bust in at any point.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Streeble's here. He's got his new Crocs.
Yes.
You cut off socks in those?
And James Streeble.
Yeah, boozy redneck on
Look
these
at
Crocs.
You.
Yeah, they're very comfortable. They're like walking on pillows.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Mitch, did you guys ever have smoke offs in Callaway County?
Like where
people would try to smoke cigarettes as quick as humanly possible? I have seen that one time in my
life.
Not as
quick as possible, but like how many can you do in a day? Save that.
All right, let's go. It's a 5 o'clock hour here. It's a Tuesday on ESPN 680-1057. It's The Take. Hanging out mobily from the Papa John Studios. Andy Sweeney, James Streeble, Mitchell Hannigan. Hanging out with you the next hour or so. Coming up at 6 o'clock, a little bonus hour coming your way. Should remind you, coming up at 6 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville, Drew Diener, Jason Nemus hanging out with you on Last Call. Reacting, we did take probably 65-70% or so, maybe 75% of Governor Beshear's press conference. Obviously, the big news of the day, not in the sports world, David McAtee. I don't want to say the saga there, but the last couple days with his passing, with the shooting there in West Louisville, and how much that has sparked debate and, you know, kept the fires going, quite frankly,
right.
And has kind of muddied the waters. What does sports radio do? Talk about this? Talk about dopey sports? What do we do? So hopefully we have found a somewhat good floating in between the two, so
yeah,
we
nice
shall
medium.
See. Apparently, I besmirched people that love the air fryer. I said it was over. I deemed it overrated.
Yes.
Last hour, it got Streeble mad at me. It got Mark Blankenbaker mad at me. Right?
Mad.
Well, you're frustrated.
I was a little surprised. I was shocked more than anything.
437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. So we will get out and we will talk. A number of different things today. We can be serious if you want to text some of those in. We can get to that. Mitch, do we need to explain quickly to Round Daddy a new segment that we want to try to do? And maybe we can play this segment later on today at some point. It's
okay.
Just it's something that I want to drop in as we go because I kind of have ADD and I can't talk about one thing for 28 minutes.
Sure.
Unless it's like, you know, Olivier Saar maybe if he
right.
Is not eligible or whatever it is. So we need to... As we head now into June, into the summer months, in summer, we need to be able to have some different things to go to. So what do we have, Mitch? Have we come up with a name? Do we have any imaging? Did you record something? What do we have?
Yeah, so I pulled trying to think of a musty game show host reference. Not Steve Harvey, not
Price is Trebek. Right.
Bob Barker. Barker.
Yeah, I pulled my inner Bob Barker and recorded some imaging for us for Give Your Take. On The Take.
Nice. So do we have that?
Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and play it? Well, let's go ahead and play
it. Are we doing the segment or are we just playing the imaging?
Let's just play the imaging before we do a deep dive into Mark Stoops acting like he's going to throw the football this year.
Yes.
Or maybe not. Or maybe not. That's the tease. Go ahead, Mitch.
It's time to give your take. On The Take. Now, let's spin the wheel of content. And I give you guys a topic to discuss.
Well, give us one of these topics.
Yes.
Let's see. Let's give us one of these topics right now. This is good. See, we can,
I like this.
We can throw this in, you know, four or five times a show. Even if we throw it in a couple times a show.
Sure.
This can be about anything, right? Doesn't have to be only local sports. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, I'll save the haymaker for another day. But should the NBA expand their playoff field?
I want the haymaker now.
I kind of do.
Well, if you're going to do the haymaker, now I want to do the actual segment.
Well, then, we're going to be doing this, like, every day. Like, okay. We're going to have to come up with a couple different ones at least a day to come up with. You gave us the crappiest one for the 5 o'clock hour. You gave us.
All right, I'll give you the haymaker one.
Should the NBA expand?
All right, the haymaker one. Which will happen first?
Okay.
UK football makes it to Atlanta for the SEC championship, or Chris Mack and Louisville basketball make it to a Final Four?
I'm Mitch. I mean, it's obvious it's Chris Mack in Louisville because Mark Stoops is never going to win the SEC East.
I hate to agree, but I agree with that. As little as I believe in Chris Mack taking Louisville to a Final Four, it's just such an uphill battle with Kentucky and historically where they are in the football rankings in the SEC.
Is just go to Atlanta or win in Atlanta?
Just go to Atlanta.
Jeez. I don't know. Now I'm kind of backing off that.
Look at him. He's giving in. You're just going to honk it up. You're just going to honk it up. By the way, is that the haymaker one? I thought the haymaker one would have been something like personal towards Strebel.
That's what I thought.
Well, that's what I thought was getting ready to happen.
I just have sports ones. I didn't know we were going to do personal ones until earlier in the show, but we'll come up with some different topics.
What are you doing, lock show now?
Who wins the golf tournament this weekend?
What are you producing for Will Kane?
Yes. Are you excited about tennis coming back?
Poor Mitch sent us a story today as he searches for content because he's panicked because he knows there's nothing to talk about.
Yes.
And good job with the open. That's good. Yeah, we'll have fun with that. You have Strebel's thumbs up. So there you go. He said, hey, here's an article on five sports radio gas bags across the country that could be the next Colin Cowherd.
Yes.
And it's just random guys that no one's going to know. And he goes, maybe we can do something
with maybe
that.
We can.
And I just thought, we ain't doing anything with that with a guy from Iowa. Yeah. You know, a guy from Boston. Hey, this guy could be the next Jim Rome.
Philadelphia. There's a Philadelphia guy in there, I think. Of course, there's a Philadelphia
guy. Well, I was thinking like more like ESPN Louisville personalities. Like, if we could pump one guy up. Gosh, say that. to go to ESPN National Radio to be next Colin Cowherd, who would it be?
Huh. Me.
Yeah, and then we cut a promo and we send it to ESPN National.
Yeah, okay, Andy. So here would be my rationalization for saying that.
Okay.
It's not because that I believe that I'm I don't know, the first name that came to my mind, Brett Favre. Like I'm some Hall of Famer. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's Diener is entrenched local.
Okay.
Entrenched local. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, right?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And let me just say this. Outside of a few jobs, a good local sports radio job, and obviously market size does matter, but a good sports radio job, pays more, is a way better lifestyle than the national.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you did afternoon drive in New York or Philly or Boston or a number of other places, that is a much better job. In a lot of ways, could be much more of a lucrative job than doing. And more people, I don't know about specific numbers. New York City might be able to pull that because of the New York teams than what Will Cain's doing at ESPN.
Okay, yeah.
Because a lot of local affiliates don't take Will Cain's show. Has nothing to do with him, but the afternoon show on a CBS station or whatever it may be nationally, a lot of people don't consider that a good small. If you go to a smaller town or whatever, they're going to have an afternoon show, right? They might not have a full lineup like we have here, which is totally understandable. Not many people have two stations, three sticks, 16 hours plus of live and local programming. So in a lot of ways, that was flipped. It used to be, I've had talks with Stillman about this, it used to be you got to get to national, and certainly there's some validity to that. You'll be interested. Like Sirius XM Radio, I know some guys, and don't act like your boy wouldn't love getting in this.
Yeah.
Okay. But think about this. They used to they would get asked to host for SiriusXM Radio.
Yeah,
it was kind of like, hey, we need you to host like tomorrow or tonight or whatever
short
it was.
Notice.
And I forget how much it paid. It was an okay amount.
Sure.
And of course, that's very, for some people, one amount is different than another to be okay. That's a moving scale.
Good point.
But they're like, you don't get anything. You get a board out back at the station, and that's it.
Wow.
You don't get, like, you have to get your own guests. We'll provide, he'll answer the phone for you,
yeah.
But he's not talking back. Like, you are out there.
On
so
your
if
own.
You're ever listening to, like, SiriusXM Radio at some point, there's some sap up there who's just talking for 12 minutes break. It's because he's on a show nationally with nothing there. So it's interesting. That's changed probably in the last decade or so. But Diener's and Trench local.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm hurting other people's feelings. A lot of people here are like Louisville or Kentucky fans, like Louisville fans.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, does Maben and Rummage, do they want to go do radio somewhere else? I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know. I don't know.
What is their first love? The University of Louisville
doing
Athletics.
Wherever, and Locke's doing whatever Carolyn wants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm not even worried about him.
That National Jog may be away from a barn, so, you know, he's not going anywhere where there's no horses
exactly.
for Carolyn to ride, which is understandable. But, like, with Rummage and Maben and Ennis and those guys, what do they love more than anything other than their families, obviously? Obviously, Louisville Athletics. Well, if you get a national job, sorry, Louisville fans, nobody gives a damn about the minutiae of Louisville's defensive scheme. Or is Mikel Cunningham a Heisman finalist candidate or whatever? Like, nobody nationally, it'll take them out of their wheelhouse, much like taking me off of local sports radio. Kentucky. That's what I care about. It'd be more
difficult
for me.
What would be your number one national topic right now?
Number one
could
national
you, yeah,
topic?
Could you do an 8-minute segment on Major League Baseball right now?
No.
Oh, come on.
Would it be interesting? Probably. I mean, I could talk for 8 minutes about Major League Baseball.
I'm still so sad that Mitch did you the NBA.
No, wasn't that a shock? I was, like, poised, ready to, like, for something blindside me. And I got, should the NBA expand their playoffs?
Mitch, do you have any sound today that you would like to play? I know we have played some. Perrin Johnson accidentally dropped an F-bomb.
Yes,
we bleep that out. Maybe we can play that.
Yeah.
I think you have Diener sound, do you not? What else do you have?
Diener sound, Locke mentioned Strebel. I don't know if he took a shot at Strebel, but he talked about Strebel on his show. Yeah, talked about you.
Well, I haven't done anything. I've not had any social media presence at all, hardly.
Listen, our guy Locke yesterday trying to stay away, and even today
man.
A little bit. From the I heard in his voice today when I was at the station, I was talking to Nick,
yeah.
And I go, Nick, I got bad news for you. The press conference with Mayor Fisher that was supposed to be at 11:30, it's now at 12:30. We told Locke, and he knew. He's like, I can go another 20, 25 minutes, but it ain't going to be pretty, and you can save all of that for the mixtape, yeah. And I have no problem with it.
Yes.
And so that's why I busted in on his show and said, our guy. Right,
I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna help you out a little bit today.
Yes, I mean yesterday would have been us doing 3 hours of heavy race discussion.
Yes.
Instead of half the show being press conferences, in some sort of way. I knew Monday when it was like 10:31, and he was like, "Oh no, it was like 10:18," and I listen. We've all been there. I have
sure.
been there hosting solo radio, and he pivot to. I turned on the Peloton championships this week, and I go, oh boy, you're a 10-17, brother.
Yeah, I know.
You're a 10-17.
Booger McFarlane in
you
third
are
place.
A 10-17.
You talking about Peloton? I know.
You were at. I was like, oh boy.
Yesterday was a tough day, especially
if you're not going to talk about
if you're not going to talk about
what's going on in the city. Mitch, just play us something here. Tickle us a little bit.
Now, I also believe there's a great service to the community to give you a way to get away from the anxiety and the turmoil, and that's my goal for this show.
The respite. That's what he should call it. It shouldn't be the midday rush anymore.
It should be the respite.
It should be the respite. It's the respite with Lachlan
McLean. Texas says, Round Daddy can't even do 8 minutes here on his own talking about Kentucky.
I can, too. I've hosted solo shows before. This is that's a very uneducated and uninformed text. Yeah.
Mitch, did you ever go back and get the Brian Hall sound? Is there anyone
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I did.
I would love to hear this. Okay, so it's alleged. Is this – this is not in a Sports Center update. This is on the air, right?
This is on the air. Okay. Open of Middays with Marcus Maven.
Gotcha, because Rummage is off. Rummage in Gatlinburg.
Oh, is he?
I mean, he's always in Gatlinburg.
He is a Gatlinburg guy.
Oh, he loves it. They go like four times a year. Like, seriously, I think they go every quarter. I think so.
I wonder if he's ever bought any Tennessee Volunteer stuff. A lot of that orange in Gatlinburg.
Do you see Rummage as someone who's going to not love Louisville?
I'm just saying, you know, he's walking around in his red and he sees everyone else wearing orange. He's kind of like, well, maybe I want to fit in with the crowd a little bit. And he ditches the big red Louis hat and he gets the Volunteer hat.
Speaking of, this is the way my mind works. And Mitch, what were we going to play? We were going to play sound, right?
Yeah, Brian Hall.
Oh, yeah, before we get to this Brian Hall sound, you guys will be amused, and much of the audience will not know anything that I'm talking about.
Okay.
But occasionally you do the show just for the guy that's in your living room, and that's what I'm doing with Strebel. So we had a friendly feud with Michael Bennett, who is just the tip guy.
Yes.
Who Kentucky decided to give John Calipari an interview with him.
Yes.
They wanted him to change his name from Just the Tip to Just the Cats. It's a great local story that's not getting any pub at all.
Nothing at all.
And I have been disciplined in – I haven't been in a feud. I haven't started anything. I haven't done anything social media in a long, long time. And I'm fatigued from it.
Yeah.
You can't win. You always look bad. You always look ugly.
Right.
For some reason last night, after a few IPAs, I decided to finally hit send. And this is our friendly feud with
this.
A guy who calls himself Just the Tip.
Yes.
Was tweeting about just Black Lives Matter and protesting. And I just thought, out of all the people in the world, he's last of any of caring. If I came up with Santa Claus's list of people that I cared about their thoughts of protesting, he would be near the bottom. And and I've been thinking, it's been in my soul since Friday how little I care about his opinion. And it makes me mad. It hurts my bone. You understand? It hurts my bone.
I can see it.
It hurts me deep in my soul. Like, anyway, so I don't want to be mean, and it's fine. It's a time buy on 1080. It's like, I'm not being mean. He can do his show and whatever. I don't care about it. I don't care about it. And it's been kind of fun, and we've had some fun with it. And so he wanted to talk to me last night, DM'd me. He's like,
we
should talk. And I'm like, no. I don't want to talk. I just took a mean and I felt bad. I was like, I'll delete it. I was like, you know what? I don't give a damn. And I went back to the IPAs. How do you like that?
And then you had a good night.
I don't know why I just said that. It just, I don't know. There's something in my soul that is stirred up with that.
Yeah.
I was thinking, man, out of all the people
that
may say something about protesting, he's at the bottom. And I thought of that because you mentioned Tennessee Volunteers. You're thinking, Andy, why the hell did you think of that?
Yeah.
He calls Tennessee Tennistink.
Does he really?
Tennistink.
Oh.
Yes, and I've been thinking that of all of the lame things, that's near the top. And so when you said Tennessee with Rummage, it triggered my mind, and then I felt like, damn it, we might as well say it.
It just flashed in your head, and you're like, I have to get this off my chest. Right now's the time. I'm going to talk about it. Let's go. I saw the tweet you're talking about, and I was buckling up. I was ready to go. I was like, uh-oh. It's like, Andy's he's had enough.
enough. I just got thinking, out of all the people.
I don't want to hear from you, dude.
Out of all the people.
Yeah. You're the last one. I understand completely. Goodness. But he has received the – he's received
And
the
I'm
tits.
Sorry. I apologize to DMs. I'm like, I'm just an AH. I just – don't care what you have to say about protests.
I saw that, and
I was like, I just don't care. I'm sorry. I just, you need to know that how little I care about your opinion on the protest. And I just felt like after 4 days, I needed to tell you. And I know I'm doing this segment. Mitch doesn't even know what we're even talking about at this point.
Yeah, he's
I don't think.
Like,
Mitch is confused. He's
wandering around.
He's wandering around right now.
Looking for some more sound.
Patty Ice's, I got to cut a promo by 6 o'clock.
What are you doing in there?
By the way, Tom Allen is going on with Ennis tomorrow. Is that right? That's an interview that I think we could do. I think we'd be funny doing.
So
because we'd hand it off to Jack Grossman.
Yeah. So Tom Allen's going
Tom
on.
Tom Allen.
IU football coach.
Yes, the IU football coach.
Is going on with Mark Ennis.
Yeah, how about
really?
That?
Really?
It's not that much of
I'm
a
not
wow.
wowed by the guests. I'm just wowed by the fact that someone other than LouisvilleSports.com is going on and it's his show. I mean, I thought he was all cards all the time. He's venturing into the Hoosier waters. Is he going to have Vince Merrow on next? I mean, is he going to start interviewing local rivals?
Vince Merrow did go on Just the Tip today. He'll go on anywhere, apparently.
Apparently. I'm going to reach out to Vince Merrow and I'm going to get him on our show.
I don't want the sloppy 18ths from Vince Merrow.
You know what, the big
talking. No, I don't want to. Listen, here. You know why I don't want to have Vince Merrow on right now?
Why?
Hey, you're a black assistant. Come on my radio show.
That's not why I would do that.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what it would look like.
Yeah, oh, no. Yes, you're right. Yes.
Boy, he got so scared right
well,
there.
Well, that's not. I would just
Mitch,
have
you should have seen how scared. I wasn't alleging that you were doing that.
Okay.
But that's how it would look.
How it would look.
I mean, otherwise,
yes.
What are we talking about?
So
how are things going in Ohio?
Yeah.
So you're pulling kids from Youngstown? I mean, yes. What else are we going to say?
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
So who tested positive for COVID-19?
Can you talk?
What are we going to say?
Test positive. Can you confirm or deny Mark Snoop's tested positive? Which was it? Samuel Williamson and Quinn Slezinski, were they tested today? I saw their picture.
I don't know why did the Courier featured Samuel Williamson.
They did getting tested,
and that's all that I know.
It was him and Quinn Slezinski
in the same car.
No, they were in separate cars.
Oh, I was about to
but
say.
They took their pictures like getting ready to get the Q-tip shoved up their nose.
Oof.
Yeah, and then Vince Tyree, obviously.
Well, obviously,
yes,
obviously.
Like what happened to student athlete refused to take the test?
It's a great question. Well, I mean, one of the takes that I had, we may dive into it tomorrow, is how funny is, and by the way, it's a take on ESPN 680, 1057, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line 437-9680, bonus hour at 6 o'clock here on 680, Diener and Nemus 6 o'clock, last call over on 93.9 The Ville, ESPNLouisville.com, is this. It is interesting, is it not, that in this country, I know NASCAR has come back. Whatever. And I don't want to denounce that. But in things that we are really going to be paying attention to, golf has it very easy because it's an individual sport.
Yes.
Okay.
You can distance during golf.
Easily.
Easily. Yes.
But in the sports that we worry about to where there's going to be a lot of contact.
Yeah.
It's college football again. It's college kids again.
Yeah.
Leading the way.
Absolutely. Better
it's
the
college
ones.
Kids leading the way again.
Yep.
It is interesting. And it is fascinating. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm saying, I mean, it's not Major League Baseball.
Nope.
Garrett Cole, who signed for $307 million, he's not working out. It's not the NBA.
Nope.
They're 2 months away.
Yep.
The NBA's 2 months away. It's college football.
Yep.
It's come on back to campus for a month. It's moved back in. It's Kentucky basketball. The Wildcat Lodge is now just for us. It's not for everybody else. And, by the way, let's see how long it stays that way.
Why?
It may forever. It may forever be that way. Hey, what would it be like if Nerdy Hall was just basketball players? But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like your boy, BJ Boston, he ain't sharing no damn room.
No.
He ain't sharing no damn room now. Terrence Clark ain't sharing no room. You understand?
No.
Keon Brooks, he might share his room with his father. His father's always around.
He might share his room with
he's
Kyle
just,
Tucker.
He's just around. He's at Kyle Tucker's right now doing an interview.
Yes, he is.
But right? It's again the college kids, and you can say, boo-hoo, cry me a river, Sweeney. I get it, but it's just worth mentioning. It's not Major League Baseball. It's not the NFL. They've stayed away doing Zoom meetings,
yeah, they
right?
Have. Yep.
It's not even like tennis until now. It is college kids, and it's football, and it's basketball,
yep.
And some swimmers are sprinkled in.
Yes.
And they are going to be, if you want to look at it as, they're going to be the guinea pigs, and so be it. That very well may be the case.
Well, Frank Martin, I don't know if you saw, but
I did.
He tested positive. I mean, Frank Martin tested positive, and now you'll have to see, okay, with South Carolina's protocols, I'm sure they'll quarantine him for 14 days, but now who takes over in his absence? Like, who's coordinating?
Who cares? I mean, get ready for the NIT.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. In that way,
it was like, okay, let's see a team now deal with this.
This is a preview of what's going to be happening.
Absolutely.
Sure. So to hear that some of these staff members and Frank Martin, Louisville, by the way, the Mark Ennis, was that ever true? I believe Mark Ennis, and U of L said nothing, so it's kind of, that story just kind of died on the vine. Wait, go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead.
No, I mean, we just haven't heard any update. Why are you just going to let me sit like this?
because randomly he just inserted.
I just go, yeah.
Yeah, but out of nowhere, we've been. Listen, we need to get him on this computer screen.
Yes.
So he can see us for as long.
That's my question. Like, when do, like, here, like, ESPN Louisville, like, I'm still working from home. Is that, like.
I don't know. I've had anxiety about all of it. I don't know what to tell anybody. Well, here's the thing that we have. Strieble's like a couple minutes from my house.
Yes.
So for him to, it's easier to do the show here, and the show is just as good here, I think, as there. For the most part, there's a couple nonverbal cues that probably 10 weeks ago we could have worked out in some sort of way. We could have had your big, beautiful face, Mitch, right up here on my computer screen. In fact, we'll try that after the show. It's like today I went back to the office and the internet didn't work. And I'm like,
I know it's going to work at my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Like. And so it's like we're still people are there. They're not there. I don't know, Mitch. I don't know what to tell you. Do you want to be in hanging out around Patty and process or what?
I'm thoroughly enjoying working from home.
Then don't say anything. Then,
I know that's what I probably shouldn't have brought it up, but I'm just curious.
Now the Eagles got his calendar open. What's the date to come?
Well, I will say we have a big in 15 days. We have the build out on the what's going to be the 93.9/sales studio side is going in beginning on the 17th, along with our new fancy computer system. So there probably that week be ready to be down on West Cardinal Boulevard. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. States are different. People are different. I feel like I was around today. I'll give you a great example around the office a couple weeks ago, and we were a lot more conscious on having our masks on.
Right.
Right? And it's not quite the same 2 weeks from now, and obviously you see what the hell's going on around here.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, people are losing those masks pretty fast, especially considering the close proximity of some of these protests and everything.
Thank you,
Strieble. Yes.
Sorry, I left you having to say something, and you sunk. what was Vince Tyree driving?
Huh. Gosh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know what he has. Is he a Lexus guy?
I'm not going to lie.
I don't know.
It looked like an old pickup truck.
Oh, go to hell, Mitch. Vince Tyree's driving around in an old pickup
like
truck?
Like an old Ford Ranger.
Mitch,
yeah,
how dare you?
Like John L. Smith.
What? John L. Smith. Whoa!
Mitch wants to do radio right now. That's why he interjected. Yeah. He's got things to say right now.
He does.
Unfortunately, none of them are really that good of a contribution, but yes, like John L. Smith.
John L. Smith. I didn't know he was famous
John L. Smith is like, what is it, Wyoming out on the ranch?
So is Petrino. He's like Montana and then his home
Petrino's
state.
Petrino's just a guy that wears leather boots. He's not a rancher.
I didn't say he's a rancher.
Unless a rancher is luring at college girls, he's not a rancher. Unless that's what it means.
I know he's from out one of those ranch states though, like Idaho or something. I don't know, out in the west.
Maybe that's where John L. Smith was.
Out west.
Jason Entz, the air fryer is terrific for fries.
Well, there we go.
Entz
is listening today.
Thank you, Entz. By the way, Entz, is that money back from Rage Against the Machine? We gave our tickets back.
Oh, you did?
Oh, well, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to – listen, over 100,000 people have died, so boo-hoo. We've been fine. We've stayed on the air. We've got paychecks. We're hanging out. I am not going to complain. We're healthy about the coronavirus. But, yeah, that one hurt.
It's a disappointment.
The Rage Against the Machine weekend of St. Louis beer, it hurt. That one hurt. The American Century Championship, Lake Tahoe, on the green, talking to Steph Curry, trying to get Stu Gatz on the air. That hurt. That one hurt. Gambling to all hours of the morning, not have.
You were gonna be on the scene. That's Jason Anderson.
Listen,
you're damn right.
Here's what's gonna be me, Mitch. I want you to imagine this: me, Chips, blackjack, bourbon, stogie, go-go dancer.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the
there
life.
There it is.
That's
me during July. Instead, you know, here we are.
My dad was going to be at that concert, too. You could have met my dad.
He's going to be at the Rage concert?
Yeah,
really?
St. Louis? Yeah.
Okay.
He got
Who's
tickets,
Who's he going to go with?
His girlfriend.
Okay, got it. Sorry.
I got
your mom's boyfriend confused. And when I thought you were talking about your mom's boyfriend, because that's the only family member we've talked about.
Yes.
You said his girlfriend, but I'm like, wait a minute, that's your mom. And that's why I was stunned for a second there.
Yes.
Okay, well, I was stunned. You understand? I was stunned. So who's this guy? So who's this gal, I mean? Your dad's
girlfriend.
Your dad's girlfriend. What do we know about her? Yeah.
She works in radio also down in Murray.
What?
Wait a minute.
This is a bombshell.
This is a bombshell. Why are you hiding this information from us? What do you mean? I mean, you know what? I think you actually may have told me this. I take this back.
Yeah.
What does she do? Is she on air?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
she got to talk to your dad.
He has the same business as her.
Yeah,
well, kind of.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
But do you not speak to your father about his love life and his girlfriend?
Well, I mean, maybe not the love life.
Yeah, the love life, but like you have a girlfriend,
that. Save
dad.
That for the mixtape. What? Don't you talk to your dad about his love life.
Aren't you like, what does she do, Dad? Is she nice? You know, what are her interests? What's her job? You know, things like that.
If we want to get serious for a second, we can get serious. But I really don't want to get serious.
Texas says Andy just described Minority Hall. Get serious for 30 seconds before we go to break. It's already uncomfortable.
How do you think I feel?
Yeah.
We're already here. We're on the ledge. You might as well just go ahead and jump off at this point. Yeah.
All right. Well, my parents divorced the summer before I came to college, so I went
through... Wow, that's late in your life.
Yeah, so exactly. So I really don't care what, you know...
Sure.
What they're doing.
Because you're out of the nest, right.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I don't consider my mom's boyfriend or my dad's girlfriend, you know...
Yeah, mom or dad.
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. Sure. I'm happy for them, but I could care less, you know?
I can understand.
So they got divorced and they live in the same town then and everything?
They didn't used to. Now they both live in Paducah, yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I mean, there's no offense, but you get divorced and then you end up living in Paducah together. No offense again to the great people of Paducah. Once went to a Spencer Gifts there and a Walden Books.
There
Continue, please.
I mean that's it. Like you're not gonna
oh,
hurt
it?
My yeah. You're okay. Not gonna hurt my feelings. Like,
well, we don't want to hurt your feelings.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, I don't know a whole lot about my dad's girlfriend. I just don't.
How long's he been with her? For like a couple years or just a couple months or what?
Yeah, like a year and a half. I would say 2 years.
We need to find out what she does in radio
and
combine what we're doing here, which is this, with Callaway County.
She works for the Today's Hits radio down in Murray.
Today's
Electric 96.9.
Okay.
Well, hang on.
He's going to the iPad right now.
Electric 96.9 Callaway County.
Like, what kind of, or Today's Hits are talking about, I don't know any, like, new artists.
I mean, you know what it is.
Demi Lovato. I don't know.
I think it's Demi Lovato.
That's what the kids are listening
That's
to.
That's the first one that you think of?
Yeah.
Is she on the air?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not like.
What's her name?
Courtney.
Oh, yeah, she's a morning show. Mitch, she's in the morning.
Wow.
Okay.
See, Mitch, this is...
She's in the morning. AJ and Courtney.
Yeah.
So she's a morning show personality.
It's Murray,
that's
Kentucky.
So what? That's a big deal in Murray. She's a celebrity there, I'm sure. Everybody
I'm
knows
sure
AJ and Courtney in Murray. I mean, they're on the way to school in the morning. They're on the radio.
Look. It's Murray, Kentucky.
But they're big time in Murray. They're big time in Murray, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Mitch,
this has become wildly uncomfortable. I just want to go to break.
You made it uncomfortable. We're just sitting here. I feel like you didn't want us to know who she was, but you kind of did, so you kind of trickled in information on us.
I had to explain why. Yes, I had to explain Because you guys seem so shocked when I just brought up my my real father.
Well, no, I misunderstood you. That's the problem that we had. Yeah. That's a problem that we had. That's where it all started.
And he sent a picture of his dad to us before, he wearing a Korn shirt, so we know he's into music.
Before we go to break and I do an uncomfortable DraftKings read, Texter says at 437-9680, the day's hits. All righty, back here before we get to our break. You know I'm talking about DraftKings. Been telling you about DraftKings for quite a while, and we are broadcasting live from the state of Indiana, so it's even better. UFC 249 was exciting. That was just the primer. It's all coming up this Saturday. UFC 250 gets the sports calendar going with a bang. The fighters are eager to get into the octagon, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all of the action with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So you think you know who's going to win this weekend, UFC 250. Put your money where your mouth is and place that bet on the winner with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you haven't tried it, betting on MMA is super easy, and a lot of people are doing it now, obviously. Mm-hmm. Pick one fighter per match. You can parlay fights within a card. You can even bet on what round or how a match is going to end. And for a limited time, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a profit boost. I love when they do this, whether it be UFC or basketball, football, whatever, on every fight on the main card. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a 50% profit boost on each main card fight for UFC 250. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code. It's our call letters, WHBE. And when you sign up for a limited time, all new users can get that sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget to enter that code, WHBE, to get the sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times a playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
By the way, no update from U of L.
Zip.
On what Mark Ennis put out there now more than probably 20...
Oh, more than 24 hours.
28 hours ago?
Yeah.
29 hours ago about how someone tested on the U of L football support staff of COVID-19.
And James Strebel.
We also have never gotten an update on what happened with the guy that got killed in Todd Sharp's home. Everyone's completely...
What a haymaker. Whoa! Wow.
Everyone's completely forgot about that. I kind of want to know what happened. I'm just stating facts over here.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
A reminder, our longtime partner UPS Jobs would like to give a big thank you to all their driver, supply chain, and logistics members keeping our community going by delivering those needed goods on a daily basis. Thank you from us, thank you to our good friends at UPS and UPS Jobs and the UPS Jobs text line if you want to get in here. 5 o'clock hour, 15 minutes left here on this Tuesday. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Mitch, I don't know if you have seen this or not. Vince Tyre has released a video statement. I would imagine this would be about the racial civil unrest right now in the city. I would imagine that's the case. Would you like for me to play this off my laptop so we know for sure that it plays on the radio?
Yes, sure.
I mean, I'm asking Mitch. I know you don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care what we do.
I got to listen to the first 20 seconds of it before we just came to
the back. How was it? He means your fearless leader.
He's my fearless leader?
Yeah. Listen, throw your L's up.
Come on, Mitch.
Right now.
You wear the Louisville hat every day.
Throw the L's up.
I need to get a new hat, too, by the way.
Mitch, you're the guy that wears the old hat.
Yeah, that's how I know.
I've always seen you as the guy that wears the old hat.
Yeah, every time I interact with Luke Hancock, he always compliments my hat. I'm like, thanks,
Luke. Oh, did you suck up to Luke Hancock today?
No, he's not in studio.
You suck up to him? Oh,
no.
He's not?
Oh.
No. Where's he at? Oh, is he doing the show mostly from home,
right? Yeah.
I mean, who's got better than Luke Hancock?
No, not
I mean, you know, when we say Big Easy, we get it. You work out.
Yeah.
We get it. Right. Like, yeah, I mean, we get it, Big Easy. You work out.
You have a great family.
You have everything. The family loves you. Everything's perfect. You went to Huber's on Sunday.
That's wine.
It didn't look like there was so much social distancing going, but that's a whole different discussion. Mm. You're milling in Bloomington. You're hanging out with Fred Glass, who woke up today and thought, it's been 5 days of protesting. It's now time that Indiana
basketball.
It's now time that Indiana basketball says something. Yes. Vince Tyree, hang on. Let me turn my mic up here.
Okay.
This is from Louisville AD and friend of Mark Ennis. Hang on.
I wanted to share a message as our community and nation reflect upon an ongoing struggle that has reared its ugly head and left so many of us hurting, sad, angry, and frustrated. The struggle is equality. The struggle is racism. The struggle is recognizing that we are from varied backgrounds and countries. And without empathy, listening, and love, we are destined to hear more stories with names like George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and our own Breonna Taylor. We cannot resolve conflict without empathy. We need an intentional change that entails action that is sustainable for generations to come. My generation has witnessed change, but the pace is unacceptable. And for that matter, so is the effort. This isn't just about those in leadership. It's about every household joining hands and minds to move the ball forward, to use an athletics term. Our athletic department developed goals and values to include equity, inclusion, and diversity. We need more than training. We need intentional change. I reiterated those goals in a couple of different video conferences with groups of student athletes yesterday. And I encourage them to check on each other and play a role in making a difference. I'm committed to leading change and learning from change. I'm committed to listening, and I hope Card Nation will join me. Let's work together to secure a future of peace.
All right, there. So there is Vince Tyree talking today, and he was obviously reading his statement there. Everything. I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't have any reaction to that. No. Why are you smiling at me right now?
I'm not smiling.
You're smiling right now.
He sounds like a robot.
Oh, boy.
Is that Tyree's fault, or is that the technology fault?
I mean, you know who doesn't know that? Mitch Barnhart. He never talks.
He never says anything. Yes. I don't know if he sounds like a robot.
It's about
or
time we take a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he going to go on with just the tip?
He's a mannequin because you never hear him say anything. At least robots express some type of, you know, thought. Mannequins don't talk.
Boy, I'm still reading 24 hours later the hate for Jason Whitlock.
Man, I know.
Dude, people been crushing him. He's out at Fox Sports.
Yeah. Did he get fired during his Zoom calls?
I don't know. He was up for a contract, and who knows? It's one of those things. Okay, well, we're not going to sign you. Just get away type thing. I really don't know.
That sounded like what happened. It was like, we're not renewing your contract. See you later during a Zoom call.
437-9680. Mitch, is there any sound that we need to play before we get out of here today? There's a couple other things I can get to here on the take on ESPN 680. You go ahead. Anything else?
Yeah, we still got some lock items, and then Diener took a swipe at lock. And we also still haven't played the Brian Hall sound.
Oh, we got to get to the Brian Hall sound.
Yes.
All right, so Brian Hall this morning delivered the news on Middays with Marcus Maben of Wes Unseld, and instead of finding that, you know, the Washington Wizards / Bullets as an organization just, you know, put that out there for the family to inform everybody of obviously the passing of Wes, he gave credit to Card Chronicle, I believe. Now, I've not heard this. I've only heard of this, and I heard Brian off air talking about how Mike Rutherford reported it. So we had a conversation about that earlier. Go ahead.
Prayers to the Unseld family.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard, Wes Unseld passed away. I don't know how long ago, but God, that
we're going
sucks.
Off of Card Chronicle's reporting.
Right, right, it, and it, like I said,
come on, Brian.
At that point, you just kind of let Maben speak, right? Am I wrong in that? You just kind of let Maben go and not have to say where you, quote, got the information.
There's people on the text line asking questions about your family, Mitch. I know you're not comfortable with any of this. We're just gonna leave. We're just gonna leave it alone. Yeah. You wanna read that bottom
sure.
one there?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. I didn't.
Texan does want to know if Mitch's dad's all jacked up. Is he beefy?
No, he is very much enjoys craft beer. So he's
does he really?
Yeah. He actually called me on Sunday, and he actually is like, I really like that Strebel guy. Like, I feel like we would be friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, high praise for you, Strebel.
Yeah, I want to meet your dad now.
I don't know how I should feel about that. Phil Baker texting me that Brian Hall also included it in his Sports Center that Mike Rutherford reported the news about Wes Unseld. Mark that down as something we're going to need to go back and get, Mitch.
I mean, he saves them in Dropbox. I can play one right now.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Find one. I mean, it's five. It's either this. I have Keon Brooks, and then the only other thing, we can talk about it tomorrow. In Kyle Tucker's article that came out, I think yesterday or today, I can't remember which one, about Kentucky football, Mark Stoops has heard, of course, that other people are negatively recruiting his wide receivers.
Yes.
Because he says, you know, obviously the wide receivers are blockers. That's what everyone else says. He believes that to be fake news, and the numbers, yikes.
Ooh,
and the numbers
well.
For Kentucky of wide receivers catching passes, it ain't good. It ain't good in general, and obviously last year it wasn't. All right, let's listen to this Brian Hall Sports Center. I assume you have this ready. Let's see if he reports the tragic news, the sad news, news that because of unrest probably deserves more attention,
sure.
quite frankly, around here. Go ahead, Mitch.
Sad news being reported by Card Chronicles. Mike Rutherford saying former Louisville star Wes Unseld has passed away this morning.
That's a haymaker.
Being reported.
Oh, that's a haymaker.
That is.
Oh, that my knee buckled. I mean, I felt like my knee buckled like an athlete who just gets hit on the knee.
Oh.
Play it again.
Sad news being reported by Card Chronicles. Mike Rutherford saying former Louisville star Wes Unseld has passed away this morning.
It's like you're a lineman that gets rolled up by someone that you didn't see right behind your knee. Yeah. What? I am curious about the locks.
Play the locks out.
Swiping me.
Set it up. Set up whatever you have.
All right, so Jeff Borzello put out updated his transfer list, and he put Juzang, and I'm surprised we haven't mentioned it today, but he put Juzang at number two right behind Carly Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, still has Carly Jones as a top available transfer who doesn't have to sit out.
Carly Jones is better than Johnny Juzang is what Jeff Borzello's saying.
Yeah.
But it's not only that. It's the fact that Carly Jones had like 20 a game at Radford and Johnny Juzang had two a game and they're that close in any ranking.
That's how you Louisville fans right there what you're getting.
And that's what Locke was talking about. And then, of course, if you mention Carly Jones on the airways, you got to mention Strebel.
I feel like Carly Jones can be pretty good. Mainly, I want him to be good, not because I'm a U of L fan at all, but just because James Strebel has just so staked out a claim and painted himself into a corner for which there is no escape. And I understand, believe me, I'm the king, they say. That's not accurate. It's false news. It's a fake narrative of pivoting and everything else. But I try not to paint myself into too much of a corner, and then if I do, I just sometimes have to say I'm wrong. But our guy James Strebel has just absolutely determined loudly and vociferously that Carly Jones is going to be no good for Louisville because he played at Radford, and nobody who plays at Radford can be any good. And he has just gone on and on. He's talking that junk. I don't really care if Louisville's good or bad at basketball. Frankly, I know they're going to lose twice to Virginia, so that's all that matters to me.
To see
Strebel have to tap dance would be kind of fun. I mean, to me.
Oh, we need it to happen. Locke's right. We need you tap dancing. This kid comes out, whatever bum they play, and he has 25 points, it's on.
Yeah.
The Radford Warrior comes out, it's on.
Yeah, we'll see. If John Juzang's right there with him, then case closed as far as I'm concerned.
Texas says WTF is wrong with naming the source. That's the point. Mike wasn't breaking the news. He was just reacting to the news like everybody else. That's the funny, that's the comedic value here.
Right. He put out a blog post after it was announced that Wes Unseld had passed away, and they're going off of Mike Rutherford's second or third-hand blog post as breaking news. That's nothing against Mike Rutherford. That's just the way it is.
We need to start crediting Strebel for all breaking UK news.
We do. No, just random. That guy's like, what's wrong with naming the source? That's not the point. When it's not the source, it's what's wrong with naming the guy who's not the source.
Right.
On a story that's like pretty much a press release on social media. But we're just having fun with it. I don't care
right.
who breaks these stories.
No.
Play something else from Lachlan McLean today.
All right, so I don't know if this is funny. Maybe you guys can decide.
All right, let's see.
In the midst of opening Locke's show, he said this would be a great time to advertise for our station.
Nick is back at our original, soon-to-be-expanded studios, by the way. We are just growing and thriving, and the numbers and the ratings, just, you know, if you're an advertiser, and I know it's tough times, and I know there's many of you who can't, you know, find the additional income. But this is the time to take advantage of reaching people as our economy starts to reopen. And the radio
email.
Programming
email.
At the
comes.
ESPN Louisville family with 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The
Come
Ville
on.
Is absolutely thriving. And if you have a way to reach an audience as this economy starts to slowly come back, hopefully, go ahead. I mean, drop me an email. I can get you
yes!
to help people. And it's an affordable way to create a partnership to grow your business, because certainly our business is growing. But if you want to, lock at ESPNLouisville.com, and I can forward you to the right folk.
That is funny.
Oh, I was smiling, what, 10 seconds in?
You knew it was coming.
Oh, I knew exactly what was
yes.
getting ready to happen. He's
yes.
going to drop that lock at ESPNLouisville.com.
Yes. Good
God
job.
Bless you, Mitch. Good job. That,
yes.
You know that's funny.
I was absolutely funny. I was walking my dog. I was like, just please say WHAS. Just please say
WHAS.
Oh, just
yeah.
please.
That would
just
be
please.
Even better.
Just please.
Lock at 84 WHAS. We said that the other day.
I'm not even going to apologize. I worked there for 8 years.
Boy, I tell you, our guy Locke is waking up early. In doing his prep.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And he's going to Spectrum long hours.
He is.
Our guy is logging hours right now.
Yes.
And it's making me smile. While everyone else does less and less around their job, he's doing more and more. And that's making me happy.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything else, Mitch?
Only thing we got left is Diener taking a swipe at Locke there.
Well, let's play it. Let's play it for the people in the final couple minutes.
He can get a couple more. Locke can win.
All right, okay.
He can explain how 15's, you know, less than 5 to
okay.
an audience again.
What was that reference to?
Just, I'll fill you.
Himself. It's just Locke being Locke, which is always a fun
moving
time.
Moving the goalpost a country mile.
This is how Diener's like ending his show
every day
now.
Every day. It's a great point. It's a great point that we need to go back and listen to the last 20 seconds of the last 10 shows. And I would say at least 7 or 8 of them
are
has been some
swipe.
Sort of battles.
Yeah, with Locke and moving the goalposts. And yeah, that's heating up a little bit.
Phil Baker says, and I don't know, I think this was in reference to the report, if you will, on Brian Hall Sports Center. It's no different than a sea of blue via Matt Norlander.
There you go.
Is that the infamous battle that a sea of blue had was with Matt Norlander?
No, I'm
when
not
someone copy and pasted his info.
I'm not aware of that one.
Okay,
the one that the one with Kyle Tucker was the one that stuck out to me because it went on.
Who battled a sea of blue? Who battled on their behalf?
Jason Markham.
Okay.
Our editor, yeah. See, and it wasn't really a
battle.
I don't
think I've ever met him.
He's super nice. I've met him multiple times. But it wasn't so much as a battle as kind of like, hey, Kyle, you okay? I mean, what's the problem here? And that's pretty much what it was.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And Kyle went off a little bit.
I want to look that up. Tomorrow we will get to Mark Stoops not saying the right thing about his wide receivers. We can get to that. Keon Brooks' father loves to do interviews. We love him because of that.
Yes.
We can get to that and all the other nonsense. We may try to call the Grossmans tomorrow,
try to
get run down Pat 40 maybe at some point as well. He wrote a great column on Dabo, and so we can get to that. All right, bonus hour coming your way next at the top of the hour here on ESPN 680, 105.7 over on 93.9 The Ville. Our guy Drew Diener and Jason Nemus will be taking you for the next hour or so, reacting to Governor Beshear and obviously all of the things today. I do see some protesting is still going on at various places, but a little bit downtown. I see Mayor Fisher out there, so everybody stay safe. All right, bonus hour your way next here on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.